on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, we're back on ABQ Connect, and it's been a little while. I actually called Jill Beetz, the Vice President of Marketing at Edelante, just last week, and I was kind of embarrassed, Jill, because it had been a while since you guys had been in here, and you're right across the street.
Yeah, we're neighbors. I used to be the go-to gal whenever anyone had to cancel at the last minute. You'd just say, just come across the street and tell us what you're doing, because Adelante is a pretty diverse nonprofit. So always something going on, and we're happy to be on whenever you need us.
And we're going to talk about a specific program that Adelante is doing. But for those who, like me, for years, drove by the sign and like, what is that? I mean, because the sign, both places that I've seen in Albuquerque, how many offices in Albuquerque?
Well, in Albuquerque, across the state of New Mexico, we have like 52 facilities, something like that.
Yeah, but the places that I see it's just Adelante, you know, pretty simple sign. But not a simple organization. The organization is, like you said, very diverse. And is it New Mexico's largest nonprofit?
Oh no, we're not the largest for sure. But we're among the largest.
Yeah, and it's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one, and we have services across New Mexico. We started off as a disability organization, initially just supporting people with autism, grew into different kinds of people with developmental disabilities, and today we support seniors and then people with just economic disadvantages as well.
All right. And this isn't your first rodeo. You've been with Adelante a little while.
Over 20 years. Yeah. And it's grown a lot during that time. I just finished the impact numbers for last year, and we made a positive difference for over 57,000 people across the state of New Mexico last year.
Now, for those listening that may not be totally familiar and they want to find out more, the website is
goadelante.org. And Adelante is the Spanish word for forward, if that helps people spell it.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
Goadelante.org. And I'm going to guess, I'm not there yet. I'm hosting and typing at the same time. I'm going to guess there's a donate button on the page.
There is. If there's a particular cause that people want to support, whether the agency overall, just to kind of spend where we need. But you know, we do a lot of good things in the community. We're going to talk today more about our diverse IT program, which is one of our newer programs. But you know, giving away free wheelchairs and walkers and helping feed people, all those things are, you know, things that we do that are meaningful in the community. And if people want to support that, we'd love it.
All right. So I do encourage you. I'm looking at the website now, and it is goadelante.org. And yeah, easy enough. It's usually more times than not on the top right of the page. There's the button. It's easy to find. So as we go through today and you're listening, thinking, you know, I would like to support that. We'd encourage you not to wait to do it. If you can, go on today and do that. There's contact information on the website as well. So you can reach out that way through the website at goadelante.org. Now, this is kind of exciting, Jill. The diverse IT program, how new is this?
It's actually been around for several years. It started off as part of our back in use program, which is our program that recycles wheelchairs and walkers. We take in the durable medical equipment and give it out to people, seniors and people with disabilities that need it. Many people with disabilities needed computers to go back to school and just to communicate with the world. And we started giving out computers, I think, like 10 or 11 years ago. And then several years ago, we were like, hey, you know, Adelante has a lot of good programs that support employment for people with disabilities. And there's so many people that have been traditionally left out of tech, including seniors, which really came to light during the pandemic. I mean, when you switch to having to go to the doctor online and order your groceries online and all that, those people that did not have computers or the skills to use them really were kind of left out. So the diverse IT team, Diverse IT became its very own program at Adelante, I think 4 or 5 years ago. And what happened was we realized that there was this potential to not only teach people, but also offer vocational training, employment training for people with disabilities, especially people on the autism spectrum who would, you know, potentially do well in technology, and also just to diversify the tech field, which is there has not been been very many women, not very many people with disabilities, not very many seniors, not very many people of color involved in technology. And so we're trying to help introduce more people to technology, because those more voices will introduce new applications and new software that might make a difference for a lot more people.
Okay, so if someone is hearing about this, now we already told people where they can go to support it financially, but someone's listening and go, I need that kind of assistance.
Right, and we help so many people. So there's lots of opportunities available through Diverse IT. So if you know somebody that needs, that's a person with a disability that would like to get like a Google IT professional certification and learn sort of the basics of being a computer tech, they could come potentially work in our site or get the certification through us. We work very closely with the New Mexico Department of Division of Voc Rehab, which is for people with disabilities. So if you happen to be a person with a disability who's a DVR client or know of one, or we can get you like assign you, help connect you to a case manager, that's sort of how you take advantage of those services. But even if somebody just wants to come take a class and they just are stuck and they don't know how to do something on their computer, and they say, man, I really wish I understood like how to work with my email, or I wish I, you know, anything.
Right.
Like we did a free class at a senior center a few weeks ago, and this woman had bought into this program where she got her own website. They were supposed to help her with it, and they thought she was a lot more tech savvy, I think, than she was.
Right.
And so, or they weren't super ethical, maybe, but they just said, hey, we can give you this program and you set up your own website. You pay us like for the service, and she couldn't do it. So she paid for the service and didn't have an active website. And when she spoke to me, I said, we've built websites from scratch for several organizations, and we're happy to work with you to see if we can get that going. She just came and did a few hour lesson with one of our techs that knows about HTML and about websites, and got it up and going in a couple hours and learned how to edit it herself so she can move forward. Yeah, so we do
those. She had to have a big smile.
She was super happy to have that help because she was stuck, you know, and so many times you get stuck when you just are not familiar.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I was, while you were doing that, I brought up the website for Diverse IT. If you go to goadelante.org/...
Yeah, or you can just go to diverseit.org and it'll get you right there.
And I have seen the stores. I thought they were commercial.
No, you saw it on San Mateo. We only actually have one location. Okay. It's on San Mateo across from Cliffs Amusement Park.
Yeah.
It's a bright green building that says Diverse IT. That's us.
Well branded. Whoever did that.
Thank you.
Nice job.
That was me, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I am the marketing person.
Yeah.
So,
it looks very sharp.
Thanks.
So the center on San Mateo is a physical location where you can go and can you sign up for the program there? Are there classes at that location? Are classes online? How does it all work?
Well, the one-on-one classes take place there usually. Okay. We do free classes at the Department of in partnership with actually the City of Albuquerque Department of Senior Affairs. We did these all last year as well. These are all classes that are designed for seniors. So those people that are, I think the senior centers are 50 plus.
And I see on your sheet, the One Albuquerque, we've had them on ABQ. Actually, Jim Williams, when he was hosting the show, had them in. So what a neat opportunity for people to get equipped. We're actually up against a break.
Sure.
Can you stick around and we'll find out more?
Absolutely.
All right. We're visiting today with Jill Beats. She's the Vice President of Marketing at Adelante. And if you want to go to the area we're talking about, you said it's diverseit.org?
.org. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
We'll take you right there.
You can go and check it out there. And we'll be back with more right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We are in studio with Jill Beats. She's the Vice President of Marketing at Adelante. And we've given the website a couple of times, but let me encourage you to go there. The website for Adelante is goadelante.org. And they do all kinds of things in this community to benefit those in need. And one of the things that we're really focused on for today's conversation is diverseit.org. Diverseit.org. And there's free classes coming up. Now, Jill, are these free? Are these the... Oh, these will be at senior centers all over the metro area.
Yeah, we're doing this in partnership with the City of Albuquerque Department of Senior Affairs. So they're at local senior centers and multi-gen centers around town in February. We'll be at Los Volcanes, Manzano Mesa, North Domingo Baca, and also at the Tejera Senior Center. So we're kind of making our rounds around town, teaching free classes. Most of them are at 9 a.m. right after breakfast. And so the seniors can go have breakfast at the senior center and then come take a computer class and learn, you know, like this week, February 1st, we're doing fact versus fiction. That's teaching people how to learn if a website has legitimate information. Like sometimes people go to something like The Onion or something. And it's a satire site and they think it's real. And they're like, wait a minute. This is really strange information, and sort of how to back up the information, how to figure out if it's a legitimate news site and those kind of things to make sure that what you're reading is true. That's really important nowadays with the proliferation of false information out in the world. So.
Right. Okay. And then February 8th, unsubscribe. I might need to do that one.
The unsubscribe class.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, when I'm getting junk mail that I don't want, I usually just scroll down to the bottom and find the unsubscribe button. But maybe there's more information that I need more than that.
Yeah, there's actually ways to like bulk unsubscribe to a bunch of different of those senders at one time, which can be really handy. I know that I do a lot of shopping online, especially since the pandemic. And
Right. Once
you buy something and they have your email, your inbox can get over 1,000 emails. Like it feels like they send you something every 20 minutes. And it's like how to get rid of those and how to unsubscribe from them. You can actually do that instead of doing each different business. You can actually unsubscribe in bulk, and our team can teach you how to do that.
Now, you mentioned these are at the community centers, the senior centers. Is this exclusively senior or?
It's designed for seniors. Okay. So I think they kind of go with 50 or 55 plus at the senior center, but I'm sure at a multi-gen center, you could sneak in if you're slightly younger.
Right. No, and I was going to ask, I wasn't sure. I didn't know I actually, qualify probably to go get breakfast.
You probably do. You probably go to a $2 breakfast. Yeah. I mean, they have some great breakfast too. We had a senior Tech Connect information fair, a tech fair with the City of Albuquerque last March, and we're going to do one again this April. When the days we were planning over there, I was like, they have a waffle bar. This is intriguing. Like maybe I should come over here for breakfast more often.
And after breakfast, you've got the diverse IT class.
Exactly. Yeah. They have good food and nice people. You can also join the gym there. I actually joined the gym at North Domingo Baca. Do you know that you can join those multi-generation center gyms for $20 a year?
Yeah. I was aware of that. And I have friends who've done, I actually signed up once and never went. It was mostly actually at the time because of scheduling and when stuff was available, but that's gotten better too.
Yeah.
I need to revisit that.
There's a lot of great resources the city provides, and we're happy to be one of them.
And then February 15th, the Gone Fishing, PH Fishing. What's that about?
So phishing is when people send you, they pretend to be somebody else and they send you either an email or text and they try and get you to respond, right? There's usually, and
click
this
link.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like those fake things that come from reputable businesses like PNM or your bank or whatever. It appears to come from them, but it's not.
Yeah.
And how to tell those emails from legitimate emails and how to respond when you get them.
Do they deal with the texts that you get as well?
Yeah, so that's an SMS phishing. Like it's called smishing, actually.
Okay,
but it's along the same line, and they definitely do cover that in the class. And they give people tools to figure out how to determine if it's real or not, and what action to take to protect yourself.
Oh, this, and then the next class, February 22nd. I know these are all the ones in February. If you go to the website, by the way, at diverseit.org, you'll see the schedule for these classes for February and for March. The ones that we're mentioning, and the final one mentioned here in February, making social media work for you.
Right. So a lot of seniors want to stay in touch with their family, and social media can be a great tool for that. But they need to know, like, how it works. Like, how do you post something? How do you add a photo? How do you change your profile photo? And again, part of that is, like, you know, who do you follow and who do you see? And mm-hmm. how? So we show them how to use things like
filter your profile, like, who do you want to hear from?
Yeah, who do you want to hear from? Who do you want to follow? Yeah.
Who do you want to be able to follow you or see this? So right. A lot of the safety things that
accept friends that you don't really know because you don't know who they are. And if you don't know them in person well enough that you would share information, you don't become their friend on social media either.
Right.
Those kind of safety tools. And then just learning about some of the great things you can do, to stay in touch with family and friends, and even just find groups that you have commonality with, like in Meetup or with like Pinterest. If you wanted to plan, you know, something for Easter and you wanted to figure out what desserts could you make and how could you decorate? You can find so many cool ideas online if you know where to search.
Now, Jill, several times we've given out the website, goadelante.org, and for the Diverse IT from, you can go straight to diverseit.org. And we're talking about teaching people who are kind of low tech to be high tech, and saying where they can go do that. What if, you know, maybe they're listening and going, you guys are telling me how to go on a computer to find you.
Right.
Who would they call if they wanted to pick up the phone?
So they would call 505-881-8324. And to help you, that's 505-881-TECH.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
So that's specifically for the diverse.
Well, and if these classes don't cover what you're interested in learning, and you need to start from the very basics, like, gosh, my Civitans Club is now meeting on Zoom and I don't know how to do that.
Right.
Like, come learn how. You know, don't be intimidated. We want people to be digital citizens and feel like they're part of that conversation, because everyone belongs in tech.
Okay. Now I'm going to... When you're doing an interview, you don't ask a question you don't know the answer to. But I'm going to ask because we have listeners.
Well, hopefully I know the answer.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I'm actually sure you do.
Okay.
We have listeners at Cannon Air Force Base, Clovis, Portales, Las Cruces.
Yeah.
Are there any ways for those who aren't going to be able to go to these senior centers or to the center on San Mateo in Albuquerque to take advantage of Ed Alante's Diverse IT program?
Yeah, I'm sure. I have taught people remotely as well over Zoom how to do things. And I mean, I've personally walked through a whole group of like 80 plus year old people onto Zoom one at a time until we were all there and everyone could see what to do. Yeah, you know what? Everyone feel like they're capable, you know, and any time when you don't, you feel uncomfortable regardless of what you're doing.
So if you're not in Albuquerque and you're like, I could use this, be able to make it to one of these centers, make sure to go to diverseit.org. You can contact Adelante that way, or you can call area 505-881-8324, and that's 505-881-TECH, remotely.
If there's something you need to learn yourself and you want to spend time with us, we do charge for those one-on-one classes, but it would certainly be a way for you to participate and get to know how to use technology. And that's important because in a lot of small communities, that's not available.
All right. Joe, we got about a minute. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to make sure to cover?
Yes. You know, a great way people could support us is if you got a laptop for Christmas or Black Friday or whatever. We have a backlog of wish lists for people with disabilities that need computers. We give them away for free to people after we wipe them, repair them, make sure that their batteries work and all that, get any parts for them. But we need those. And our location is at 5400 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast. Is right across from Cliffs Amusement Park. For those folks, we're open Monday through Friday. If you happen to donate, you can either, if you have a whole bunch, you just replace them for your business, you can actually set that up on our website, a diverse site, pick them all up for you. We need that equipment. We have a 10-week waiting list for people with disabilities that need that equipment.
Oh, that'd be a great donation. And you know what, Joe, we mentioned it off the air. I want to make sure to mention, don't try to figure out if your laptop is something they could just donate it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jill, we'll have to have you back in. Will you come back in soon? I know you're doing more than diverse.
Yeah,
IT.
We have dozens of other programs that I'd love to tell your listeners
about. All right, we will do that soon. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.